Zondervan Audio Pages presents Soul Salsa by Leonard Sweet.
Dr. Davis, telephone, please. Dr. Davis, telephone, please.
Let me call the kitchen.
The Mayo Clinic recently released a report exploring the impact of mental outlook and psychological disposition on longevity and health patterns.
Dr. Blair, Dr. J. Hamilton.
One of the interesting findings that they discovered was that those who were said to be optimists actually lived almost 20% longer than those that were said to be pessimists. In other words, the mind-body connection is so strong that you can actually add to your life almost one-fifth if you have an outlook that is confident and encouraging and embracing of the future. I think there are basically two different ways that you can look at what's happening in our world today. It's either the optimistic version or the pessimistic version, and let's just begin by putting them both out there on the table. The optimistic version is this: it's a whole new world out there. The pessimistic version is this: the world has come to an end. Which one will it be? The optimistic version of, it's a whole new world out there. Is this a great time or what? The pessimistic version of, the world has come to an end. Is this an awful time or what? Soul Salsa is based on an optimistic assessment and reading of the world that's out there. It says to our churches, it says to us individually, it says to our families, it says to our communities, is this a great time or what? It is a whole new world out there. God is doing a whole new thing out there. There has never before been such an outpouring of God's Spirit in this world as we're seeing today, as people are being brought to new experiences of worship, to new experiences of ministry, to new experiences of mission in this world that God loves so much. God so loved the world, why can't the church? Why can't you? Why can't I? It's because of this optimistic assessment where I look at what God is doing in the world not as a big bang, but as a big boom, that this book talks about not a biblical worldview, but a biblical world life. In the modern world, Christians were fixated on how to think Christianly, but not enough were oriented towards how to live Christianly. The notion was that, well, if we can only get thinking right about how to live Christianly, then we can get our living right. But I think the truth is much more complex and interlinked, that you've got to have right thinking and right living that go together. And that the practice of spiritual values is what brings one into the presence of God and true. In many ways, a soulful ritual is something that is performed even more than it is comprehended. When I got a real life, when I got real with life, I got a life designer. My soul carries the label designed by Jesus. My life designer is not Calvin Klein of Hollywood or Donna Karen of New York or Hermes of Paris, but Jesus of Nazareth.
Okay, let's try it.
So I don't think so much about Jesus as friend. I think of Jesus as my master, mentor, and maestro. Friendship with Jesus is a lot less rigorous than discipleship with Jesus. To be a disciple of someone is to follow in the steps and spirit of that master artisan. Sometimes I think Jesus has too many friends, too many believers, and not enough disciples, not enough behaviors. What does it mean to actually so allow Christ to live in you, and to let Christ's Spirit inhabit you, and let Christ's ideas evolve in you, that literally we are living not so much in the footsteps of Jesus, but in the Spirit of Christ as we move into this new world that is out.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?